With us on the line now is Dr. Norman Lazarus. He's a professor at the Centre for Human and Applied Psychological Sciences, King's College London. News of the groundbreaking studies produced in conjunction with his expert scientific colleagues into physiology of healthy human ageing has been featured around the world. His book, The Lazarus Strategy, How to Age Well and Wisely, shares some of his research into something that happens to us all. Welcome to the show, Dr. Norman.
Good morning to you, Hannah, and a good morning to all the people who are listening, and especially to my aging friends out there.
Thank you. That's lovely. So this is a very interesting book, and it's come from many years of research, I understand.
Yes, it's a mixture. It's a mixture of my own aging, because obviously I've passed through all the decades of aging that people have got to pass through. I'm a medical doctor, so I've treated people who have problems with aging, and I'm a research worker, and I investigated the underlying physiology, and on top of that, of course, I'm a cyclist who exercises and tries to put all what I've suggested in the book into play so that I age healthily. So it's a whole mixture, and I'm the product of that mixture, and so is the book.
Yes, fantastic. Because we are all living longer, aren't we? The World Health Organization predicts that by 2050, there will be 2 billion people over 60, with 434 million of those over 80 years of age. That's incredible.
Yes, and of course, Hannah, what you've done is you've put your finger on the problem, because it's not my generation who are going to be around in 2050. We're talking 30 years. So all your audience who are around about 40, 45, they are going to be the problem, if I can put it that way, unless they begin to think seriously about the fact that they've got to ensure that they are not part of the problem. And in order to ensure that, they've got to change their lifestyles. I mean, I apologize to them, but there is no other way. They've got to eat properly. They've got to exercise properly. They've got to have mental well-being, and they've got to make sure all of those are in position. Otherwise, what is the alternative? The alternative is they are going to spend time queuing up for doctor's appointments. They're going to spend time worrying about where their medicines are. And even more importantly, and as a doctor, I'm really apologize to say for saying this, but the illnesses are going to spill over into those they love who are nearest and dearest to them. So it's an absolute requirement that they must begin to think about their aging time and how they can moderate their present lives in order to age well.
Definitely. And you are absolutely proof of what you're saying. Am I allowed to say your age? Do you mind?
Yes, please do.
So you're 84 and leading an active life, as you say, a keen cyclist, and you have a medication-free lifestyle. I think that's really impressive to not be taking any tablets. I'd assume most people take tablets these days for one thing,
yes,
or another.
That is the problem, and that is why in about 30 years' time the health facilities are going to be overwhelmed, because, as you said, there are going to be about 400 million people, aging people in the world, of which a large percentage are going to be over 80. So what should they do? Well, the first thing, begin to eat properly. Don't worry about going on a special diet. Just eat what you're eating, but eat less. And then about physical activity. The important thing about that is think about physical activity as movement. think about doing something that really brings you enjoyment, whether it's a dance routine, whether it's meeting your friends in the village hall and doing some exercises, whether you go and play a game like badminton, whether you do walking. But you must please, please get something that you enjoy doing, because you're going to have to do that for a very long time. And if you don't enjoy whatever physical activity, whatever movement you're doing, you will stop doing it, and that's one of the problems. So whatever you do, make sure that when you choose a movement, that you love what you're doing and keep on doing that.
Yes.
And I've been doing, for example, cycling now for 35 years, and I cycle because I love it. And because I love it, I carry on with what I'm doing, and I will continue to carry on as long as I possibly can.
Fantastic.
And those eating well, making sure you love the movement you're doing, making sure that you have mental well-being, those three things, I call them the Trinity, it doesn't matter. You can call them the Three Musketeers. But those things all work together. And by working together, you're going to change your attitude to those final 30 years of your lifetime. You can change them into the wonderful years. You can change them into the marvelous years. And you don't want to have them as the medicine years.
No.
So please, please think about changing your lifestyle.
Yes, absolutely. So with your cycling, do you cycle every day?
No, I don't cycle every day. I cycle sort of when the weather looks okay, because as I said, I cycle because I love it. So I want to go out and want to enjoy what I'm doing. So I never get on my bike and say, oh, I must go out now because it's good for my health. I don't think like that.
No.
I think to myself, nice sunny day. I'm going to enjoy what I'm doing. Off I go.
Yes.
Bit of a rainy day. Maybe I'll enjoy it. Maybe I won't. If I feel I won't, then I won't do it. So I always keep enjoyment into any movement that I do. I walk with my wife, for example. And when we walk, we don't say, oh, I'm going to do exercise. We walk because it brings us enjoyment, and we'll think of places to go. We like wildflowers, for example. So we'll engage in walks which take us to places that we love seeing, flowers that we like looking at. So you see, again, we weave enjoyment into any kind of movement, exercise, physical activity, I don't know, call it what you will, so that we keep doing it and that we know we'll be able to do this for as long as we possibly can.
Yeah.
So again, I'm sorry to repeat myself, but don't do mindless exercise. You know, don't do exercise because you think you must. Yeah, you must do it, but do it because you've chosen a movement, a physical activity, an exercise that brings you enjoyment. Mm. And that changes your whole attitude to this business of trying to stay healthy.
Yes, no, that makes a lot of sense. And we're very lucky in Spain. You know, we have so many beautiful places to walk, whether people live near the beach and have lovely paseos to walk along by the sea, or near mountains. So there are lots of hills which provide incredible views. You know, there are a lot of beautiful places to walk. So it really shouldn't be a chore. It really should be an enjoyable thing to go for a walk here.
Again, Hannah, you've got it in one. I mean, and of course, I must congratulate my Spanish medical colleagues, because they really in the forefront of this whole knitting in exercise, food, and well-being into healthy aging. So you're living in a place where the people who are looking after physiology are well up on the integration of exercise and diet into their medical regimes, and they are really doing well. And on top of that, as you say, you've got those wonderful, wonderful vistas and mountains where you can walk and really enjoy yourself. And I just hope people will take advantage of that, because, again, I repeat myself, the people who are going to be the possible problems in 30 years' time are the people who are 40, 45 years old, who are listening to this program, and through you, Hannah, may I speak directly to them as a doctor, and I ask them, I say, please consider changing your lifestyle if you are sedentary, because if you do not change your lifestyle, you are going to be the problem. So please, again, I keep repeating myself because it's so important. Please try and remember to eat properly, to exercise, to move, to make sure that your mind is active.
Yes.
And all of those three together will begin to ensure that you do not become a victim, that you become a person who enjoys those final glorious golden years of our retirement.
Yes, wonderful. I bet you're a real inspiration to your family, are you? Have you got younger family members who are thinking, well, if Norman can do it, we can do it, we must do it?
That's absolutely true. What I have, of course, obviously it comes from both my wife and myself, and it's trickled down to our children. I say children, they already 50 years old, and they are active, and they watch their diet, and that's trickling down to our grandchildren. So you can see how by altering your lifestyle, you can begin to affect future generations, and you affect them in many ways. In other words, you don't become a burden to them because you retain your independence. And if I have to ask anybody listening to your program, what do you really want in your later years, that the answer is independence. So by keeping the Trinity in place, you make sure that you can have independence.
Yes.
And that you are not being a burden to those people nearest and dearest to you.
Yes.
I can't think of a stronger message.
No, absolutely. You've made your point very well. I'm inspired. I'm sure the listeners are as well. If people want to get a copy of the book, it's called The Lazarus Strategy, How to Age Well and Wisely. And it's by Dr. Norman Lazarus, who we've been chatting to today. Norman, thank you so much for joining us. It's really lovely to chat.
It's a pleasure, and be well, Hannah, and so should all your listeners.
Yes, we will. Thank you, Norman. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.